You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Friday, May 19th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, the true cost of a free TV. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. There's no such thing as a free lunch, nor is there such thing as a free TV. But TeleTV is offering just that. Its 55-inch smart TV is free to the first 500,000 people who put their name on a reservation list. At a glance, it looks like any other TV worth hundreds of dollars, but below the screen, separated by a soundbar, sits a second, smaller screen. Here, people will see weather and stock market updates alongside ads. Lots and lots of ads. This is what Tele's CEO and founder, Ilya Posen, describes as the biggest innovation in television since color. That innovation? Rather than pay for the big screen you're force-fed advertising through, Tele is giving you the TV free of charge. So instead of paying for a TV and a bunch of channels or streaming services while companies make money from advertising and selling personal data, people can at least get the TV for free, the logic goes. But this is no ordinary TV, and it comes with no ordinary set of terms and conditions. Tele's data policy says that it may collect information about the audio and video content you watch, the channels you view, and the duration of your viewing sessions. Tele also has a built-in microphone camera that can track motion and be used for video calling, fitness, or video games, although the camera does come with a shutter that someone must open and can close, according to the company. The TV also tracks a customer's queries, settings, preferences, applications, purchases, and the buttons they click, the time, frequency, and duration of their viewing or activities, and the physical presence of people using the TV. The company even collects what it calls cultural and social identifiers, giving the example of whether someone is a fan of a specific sports team, a skateboarder, or an environmental activist. Viewing and activity data is anonymized and shared with third-party data partners and advertisers, according to Tele, and if people opt out of sharing their data, they lose Tele's services and must return the free TV or be charged for it. Tele's business model assumes people are ultimately resigned to giving away their data and complacently trading it for convenience, or in this case, a new screen. But the full consequences of sharing personal data from the living room have yet to be realized. Tele doesn't view its methods as novel. Nearly all smart TVs today collect data on consumption and viewership, says Dallas Lawrence, chief strategy officer at Tele. Lawrence explains that people complete a 5-minute survey when joining, where they disclose brand preferences, household demographics, and interests. The only difference between Tele and other TVs, Lawrence claims, is that the company asks people to share their data up front, and they get a free TV in return. Lawrence is right that smart TVs and streaming services track viewers, and they do so using automatic content recognition, a tech that tries to identify everything playing on a device. Many TV models let you turn that off, but it's difficult to halt all data collection without disconnecting the device from the internet. Lawrence also says the free Tele TV is worth more than $1,000. A Sony TV with smart features and a similar display goes for about $450 to $500. But the cost of the TV is hardly the point. The data from a TV paints a picture of multiple people, not just one person using one device. TVs that work in this way collect data like a smartphone, but doing so right in the middle of your living room. The idea also more likely entices low-income households, who may be more willing to surrender privacy to get a free product in return. In a world where people are bombarded by tailored ads, a free TV that serves mildly distracting Pizza Hut ads below kids' TV shows might not seem so jarring, but if Telly really is going to revolutionize TV, it may have a profound effect on data privacy. No one, not even Telly, can tell consumers what harms might befall them for the benefit of the company, says David Chaffness, executive director of the Cybersecurity and Privacy Institute at Northeastern University. There may be no immediate harm to people who get free Telly TVs, he says, but there's a chance that such technology further normalizes dangerous levels of surveillance. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, why politicians need to learn how AI works fast. Checking in on Wired Science, how the looming El Nino could cost the world trillions of dollars. And on Wired Security, Google may delete your old accounts, and here's how to stop it. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.